KRM, commuter rail connecting Kenosha, Racine, and Milwaukee, has State Senator John Lehman as a big backer.
We believe that the KRM and the rental car fee on the KRM is the way to fund it. We believe that the KRM is just central to economic development in Racine.
A $13 increase in rental car fees in Milwaukee, Kenosha, and Racine would pay for the rail line. Lehman says it drew bipartisan support from local government leaders and is a better funding method than local sales taxes.
In my opinion, we don't want to get into dividing the communities in southeastern Wisconsin in some kind of a new Balkan state where you've got a sales tax in one community and you walk across the street and you don't have the sales tax.
The plan rejected as part of the state budget by majority Republicans in the Assembly, Lehman hopes to pass it separately, as does Majority Leader Russ Decker.
Right now, from Mitchell to the Illinois line, that resurfacing repair work and the interchanges that are going to go in, it's $1.9 billion. And if we don't do KRM, in 25 years, we'll be right back to where the congestion is right now.
Bob Hague, Wisconsin Radio Network.